Hey, welcome to the Ad Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Kyle James. Today, we're going to be talking about how a hospitality tech company called Journey is using AI inside of their own business. And we'll share the exact steps that you can take in order to implement AI for yourself. Now, before we dive into that, listen closely. Are you looking to implement AI inside of your own company or just struggling to get your AI to stop hallucinating? Speak to GPT Trainer. GPT Trainer literally builds out and manages your AI for you, eliminating hallucinations for good. Go to gpt-trainer.com. I promise you, it'll be the biggest time-saving decision that you've made all year. Trying to set up AI on your own is like trying to build a house from scratch. Sure, you could do it, but the time and frustration it's going to take you to get it finished just isn't worth it. It's 1,000 times faster and safer to hire professionals. Schedule a consultation today. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Today, I have with me Luca Zambello, who is the CEO of Journey. Journey is hospitality's first agentic AI OS built to automate, personalize, and scale every guest experience. As an expert in AI within the hospitality industry, Luca has been featured in Forbes, Entrepreneur, Bloomberg, and other major industry publications. So excited to have you on today's show, Luca. How are you doing? Welcome in.
Thank you for having me, Kyle. Excited to be here.
Yeah, man. So tell us, like, what is Journey? Like, how did you find the company? What exactly is it within the hospitality? And give us a little bit of origin story on how you founded the company.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I actually did not start this company thinking I was going to build a tech company. Started more on the hospitality property management side. I was born and raised in Italy, quick story, and moved to about 16 years ago, and then started building soon after a hospitality company, management company in the Airbnb space. Scaled that company to about 300 units. And then as we were scaling, I realized that we needed more and more software to support our growth and make our company more scalable. And the software out there wasn't that good. And we realized that automations was going to make something that is a thin margin business a much more profitable business. So we started building more and more software to the point that we realized that there was a big opportunity in building our own platform and making that a product versus managing property for ourselves. There was going to be a much bigger opportunities. And about 3.5 years ago, we started seeing the rise of AI. That's where we spotted an opportunity. We said, like, this technology is going to disrupt almost every single industry we know. We want to be the disruptors of hospitality.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really is a disruptor. I think that's the perfect word for it, disrupting. And a good thing, right, for those who take it on. And then, like, sometimes it could be a bad thing for those, like, who, when their competitors are using it, it's like, okay, how do we compete with that? But so right now you're using AI over a Journey. And so why did you decide to start using AI in the first place? And specifically, like, what types of challenges were you trying to solve when you started to integrate AI within Journey?
Well, so what's very interesting about our industry is that, and I think it's applicable to many others, is that there's not one size fits all for almost anything. Everybody runs their operation differently. Every building, especially in Airbnb, that multiplies, right? Like, even if you manage hotels, it's different because even two hotels from the same chain to different cities, they operate very differently because of different city, different travelers, is always different. And each guest is different from one another. So you have to constantly adapt. Like, so regular software is, it's kind of bounded by its UI, UX, and mathematical formulas. So it's not really flexible in what it can do. AI changes that completely, right? It makes its applicability completely flexible. It can contextualize things, and it can be really responding and adapting to the situation perfectly. And so when you have a business where there's, like, millions of variable, that's the perfect technology, right? And it's also okay when it makes slight mistakes because humans make mistakes in hospitality. So even that, even to today's precision, although there's ways to, as you mentioned in the beginning, reduce hallucinations, it's extremely powerful, and it can already be better than humans at many tasks. So
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, walk me through this a little bit. So, you know, you're using AI. Like, how is the AI actually, like, operating both maybe on the front end towards, like, customer support side, and then maybe even on, like, the backside? Like, what does the process look like from start to finish on the AI? frame.
So right now you start hearing a lot about agentic AI, right? If we start working with, we realize we didn't even call them AI agents back then, but we realized that actually taking regular LLM and fine tune them and giving them specific knowledge base to do specific tasks, they become a lot better than doing generic tasks, right? Like, and so that's what we started doing. Like slowly we started having like one that was like one agent that was specialized for reservations, one that is specialized for concierge, one that was specialized for quality control, just like a human, right? But they would go and check to minimize hallucination, making sure that the information is being shared to a guest is accurate, right? And so we start building more and more agents, and then we start building and we start making these agents interact with one another and building an entire hierarchy, so almost like people. And then we build all the tools around it. So like actually we build the tools even beforehand, right? Before we had humans that were taking action. So for example, a guest wants to move a reservation from one day to another. There's a series of action that has to be taken. Like you have to give them a quote. You have to, once the reservation is confirmed, the check-in information has to be sent. The people on the ground needs to be informed. There's cleanings that needs to happen. So there's a series of action that have to take place within that reservation. We build all that system and enable AI to actually take all those actions, right?
Mm.
So that's just one small glimpse. But then it goes all the way to like hyper-personalization, which is something that we're going towards, which is like creating full customer profiles about anybody's ever stayed with you and start having predictive behaviors of what they're going to be liking and creating additional revenue stream for you as a management company or as an owner to say, hey, if this person travels and comes here on vacation with their family and it's a beach place, they might want to go to the beach. They might want to go to a restaurant. They might want to have a tour. And so, for example, we integrated Viator, and there is an affiliate program with 300,000 experiences, and then we embedded those in AI, and you can enable the AI to offer those autonomously to people, and you can make extra revenues. People making even, you know, 30-40% extra revenue from things like that. So
wow.
That's just, again, a small glimpse of a variety of things that you could do full autonomously.
Yeah. Like it's like you said, it's customizing the experience for each person visiting. Cause if they have an idea, like, okay, they go to the beaches more often and they go to like maybe the mountains or they go to, you know, somewhere in the summer, like there's that customer profile that's being built. That's giving it a better approach. Like whenever they do book another event or book another, property, like the AI almost kind of like knows, like, and I can imagine even with the revenue, like we had a podcast a couple of weeks back and with, they actually built out a AI agent that will for events. It's for event tracking, and like because they're in events in say California or Colorado or you know somewhere along the East Coast, like it gives them recommendations of restaurants, of you know shops and stores and food to eat at, all because of the location. So like I would imagine this could be something exactly. So what, like going back, let's back up here a little bit, because you talked about 3 years ago is when you started integrating AI. Like, what was that transition like? I mean, because you were doing it all manually, and you finally said, okay, hey guys, let's start transitioning. Like, how was that transition? What did it look like? And like, maybe what types of results did you start seeing, either showing numbers, like when you finally made that transition, like what were you seeing result wise?
Yeah, I mean, I think, obviously, at the beginning, accuracy wasn't there. And that's why we start thinking about fine-tuning and creating agents pretty early on, because we said, like, LLMs are not where they need to be for us in order to bring a product to market. But as soon as we got it there, and it was fairly quickly, we already start seeing major time savings for our customers, right? Like, I mean, number one, ability to answer a guest quickly, key in hospitality. A lot of, especially in the Airbnb short-term rental space, a lot of people don't have the opportunity to have 24/7 coverage. So having already like somebody who can cover for you 24/7, that was key. So we start seeing people realize also it's super easy for people and users to understand the immediate benefits you get from this technology. But then it doesn't stop there. Then we said like, hey, okay, look, so answering basic questions is the number one step. Then how do we go further? How do we actually have AI solving problems? Like, how do we have AI escalating to a human when it's necessary? How do we have AI networks of agents following SOPs, right? Like, and that's how we start building more and more and more. So one is the operational side, fully automation of the operational side. And then the second one is the hyper-personalization. We saw those as the two biggest trends, especially for our industry. But this is not applicable just to hospitality. This is applicable across the board. Anything that is travel related, anything that is customer support related is going to be massive and it's going to be highly disruptive.
And yeah, that, yeah.
And that's just one piece of many industries that are going to be.
Yeah. So if I'm, let's just like, well, you know, I mean, I've booked some Airbnbs and VRBOs before and like, you know, but like walk me through, like if I'm trying to like book a place to stay through Journey, like walk me through kind of that customer experience. Like what is the first step and like, how does it like, and maybe what's the first step? And then maybe like, hey, give me the clues as to like, okay, here's the AI part. Here's the AI part. Just yeah. So I can get some good context.
Yeah,
to
that's
it.
A good question. For sure, you want to know is Journey. There will be a property manager that is using the Journey's platform. But from your side, you really what you're going to get is like super fast response on anything, right? Like anytime you have a question, within a minute, you have a response. Like you will get fast resolution of any problems that you may have, right? Like our AI is even able for example, if you cannot access your units, it can generate a new code for you and really troubleshoot a lock, a smart lock, right?
Incredible.
Like that's insane. Instantly better support means also you're more likely to book even the first time because you may have a question before booking and you get the answer right away. You're going to book with whoever answers you faster. If all your problems and your experience was great, you're going to most likely come back. And on top of that, you're gonna feel that host really knows you and knows what you want, and it's gonna anything that it's an upsell from the host standpoint to you is gonna be feel more like it's a tailor-made experience. And that host might have managed the entirety of your stay without having moved a finger, and the only person that moved was a cleaning company that went there, and AI even was able to help scheduling the cleaning and managing that as well.
Wow, that's...
And even the review that you're going to leave at the end of your stay is going to be answered by AI, and even a review on your profile is going to be posted by AI as well.
I think I'm envisioning Journey having their own robotics that clean the places that people stay at, where it's all AI. Everything is... Even recommending the Netflix. We had a great recommendation for you based on your ICP here.
And for example, we do sentiment analysis. So for example, if you didn't have a positive experience, we're most likely not going to incentivize you to leave a review. We're most likely not going to leave a review to your profile. And we're going to actually try to make that, to try to gather feedback from you and maybe give you a discount for future stay and things like that. So like even so much of proactive actions that can happen.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. So walk me through here a little bit. Like, I mean, there's a lot of change and you guys have done a lot since the past 3 years on the AI side. But like, what's some of the maybe upcoming AI initiatives that Journey has planned out? You've mentioned a few of them, so feel free to reiterate on some of those. But like, where do you see it maybe playing kind of the biggest role in your operations? And in what detail specifically?
I think one thing that we did and we saw with other AI companies that didn't do is that we actually embrace AI not just as a product, but internally as an entire organization. So, you know, every time before we hire even a new person, we think like, can AI do that, right? Like we end up just recently not hiring two people. One is on the QA side, on the development side, because we have literally AI running most of our QA. That we do quality control. Like we have humans doing quality control and testing, but the 90% of it is done by AI. Even the checklist of what humans need to do is generated by AI. Project management, the same thing. We were like short-handed there, and we now have AI basically doing majority of our project management. We developed specific GPTs with access to pre-broad knowledge base of the entirety of the product, so that has as much context as possible to give us details projects on how and thinking through how those projects will even interact with other pieces of the software. So the software development, like again, even there, like with 10x outputs there as well. So we fought it as an entire, for the entire organization, not just as a product.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we start wrapping up here, Luca, where would you suggest for those listening in where they can go to learn a little bit more about you and maybe a little bit more about Journey and what you're about?
Well, Journey, they should go on our website and they can also subscribe to our newsletter, but Journey, JURNY.com. They should follow us on LinkedIn. We're pretty active on all socials, but LinkedIn, mainly myself as well. I am mostly active on LinkedIn. It's Luca Zambello, just all together. You'll find me.
Cool. Well, they'll look, they'll find, man. I'm sure they will. So thanks so much, Luca, man. I appreciate you sharing the kind of the AI forefront for Journey and all the amazing things you and your team are doing out there in the hospitality industry. And for those listening in today, man, thank you so much for listening in. If you're looking again to implement AI inside of your own business, don't try and do it yourself. The time and stress that AI could cause just isn't worth it. Schedule a call with GPT Trainer and let them build out and manage your AI for you. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com to schedule your consultation. Signing off for now. Have a great rest of day, everybody, and looking forward to seeing everyone on the next episode of AI Chronicles.
Thank you, Kyle, for having me.